Exam skills, check 2. Exercise 2, page 83. Text 1.
We asked a number of students in secondary school what they think school will be like in 50 years' time, and the results were a little surprising. Before the pandemic, teens used to talk about remote schooling and just rolling out of bed to turn on their computer and enter the virtual classroom. Now, face-to-face contact and socializing is seen as far more important, with most saying that real physical schools will still exist. Classrooms will be different, however, with students bringing their own devices into class to use for research, notes and exercises, as well as pop quizzes and tests. There will also be robots in every classroom to act as a kind of teaching assistant. What do you think? Do you agree this is the way education will be?
Text 2.
This is your guide to how to make the most of the annual virtual job fair you have signed up for. As you know, we aim this event at students who will graduate from university or college this summer and want to have something lined up so they can hit the career ladder running, so to speak. However, all are welcome to one of the most successful virtual job seeking events in the UK. So if you have a recent graduate you know of who is looking for work, do let them know about us. Remember to approach the event as you would an official face-to-face interview, because employers will be expecting to see you on screen. So dress appropriately, a shirt and jacket, and a tie if you wish. First impressions still count online. Employers will be looking at your profile, so make sure it's up to date and eye-catching. Keep it short because they'll have a lot to get through. And there's nothing so off-putting as a huge block of text to skim through. Keep the tone semi-formal, which means not too formal and not too familiar, and check your writing word by word for spelling and punctuation errors. There's nothing worse than mistakes in the first piece of writing a potential employer gets from a candidate. Do look at the FAQs below, and if your question isn't answered there, shoot me an email at info@virtualjobfair.co.uk.
Text 3.
Hello and welcome to the programme brought to you today from the oldest university in Scotland, St Andrews. I have with me the oldest tour guide in St Andrews too, Melanie McCourt, who's going to tell us about it. Melanie, is St Andrews close to Oxford and Cambridge in terms of age?
No, not by a couple of hundred years. But interestingly, out of the 7 ancient universities, only those 2 are in England, and all the rest are in Scotland. St Andrews itself was formed in 1413, in the town of St Andrews in East Scotland, a place doubly famous due to the fact that it's home to the world's oldest golf course, again, St Andrews.
And why St Andrews? Isn't it rather small? And Scotland a little remote?
I think the remoteness was part of its attraction, to be honest. The school that became the university was founded by a group of priests running away from some danger in France. They seem to have made a good go of it, though, because in just 1413, they had the Avignon Pope, Benedict XIII, give them university status, followed by a confirmation of that university status from King James I of Scotland, which sealed its place, really.
But why St Andrews? It's tiny, isn't it?
Pretty tiny, yes. It has a permanent population of around 18,000. That's excluding the students. Considering the fact that the student body is over 10,000, you can imagine that the life of the town does, to a great extent, revolve around the university. There are traditional events held by students throughout the year, and it is not uncommon to see them walking the streets of the town dressed in the traditional red undergraduate gowns.
Quite wonderful.